I'm Brett Mitchell, and this is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Amanda Sewell, IPR's music director, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thanks, Amanda. That was Amanda Sewell playing our Kids Commute theme on a Moog simulator. Who's Amanda? What's a Moog? Let's find out. That was IPR's very own Dr. Amanda Sewell, musicologist and music director of Interlochen Public Radio. We're going to hear from her right now. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Kids Commuters.
So excited you're on Kids Commute this week.
I'm glad to be here. It's a little early in the morning for me, though.
That's okay. I think you can handle it, because we have something really fun to do today. Among many other things that you know, Amanda, you are an expert on a fascinating composer, Wendy Carlos. And Kids Commuters, it is Wendy Carlos Week. Amanda, what makes Wendy Carlos such a fascinating composer?
Well, Kate, Wendy Carlos actually is responsible for a lot of the way that popular music sounds today. And you may never have heard of her, because Wendy Carlos was one of the first musicians to use the synthesizer to create electronic music and to help make that sound popular. And her use of the synthesizer changed the way that people thought about how they could make music. And people started using the instrument a lot more.
Now, Amanda, though, what is a synthesizer exactly?
A synthesizer is kind of like a computer. Back in the 1940s and 1950s, if you wanted to make music electronically, you had to use a synthesizer, which at the time was a giant, expensive machine. A synthesizer filled up an entire room, and it cost a lot of money. So a synthesizer wasn't something that everybody had in their house. It was something you only found at colleges and universities. Synthesizers were used in basically laboratories, the same way scientists work. Not a lot of people could even access them, let alone know how to use them.
So she knew how to use one of these big old synthesizers, a whole room full of a musical instrument. What does it sound like?
Oh boy, Kate, what does it sound like? I wanted to share a little bit of some early synthesizer music with your Kids Commute audience today. It's a piece called Ensembles for Synthesizer, and it was composed at Columbia University in the Columbia-Princeton University Electronic Music Laboratory. And the man who composed this piece, his name is Milton Babbitt. He was one of Wendy Carlos's professors in graduate school. And as you'll hear,
get ready.
It's a pretty interesting sound.
Yeah, it's not exactly what you would call music, maybe off the top of your head. I don't know.
It definitely sounds electronic, for sure. But I think what's maybe missing here, and what people like Wendy Carlos thought was missing, was that the music that people were making with synthesizers wasn't exactly melodic. You weren't going to walk away whistling the melody of this Ensembles for Synthesizer piece that Milton Babbitt wrote for this RCA Mark II synthesizer.
So let's hear kind of the first time computers started making music with the noises they knew how to make with computers. This is music of Milton Babbitt and a big old synthesizer.
Thank you.
Okay, that is the first ever electronic music, Milton Babbitt's Ensembles for Synthesizer, performed on the RCA Mark II synthesizer, which was a computer that filled a whole room. Not exactly what we would call toe-tapping tunes, but at the time it was created, that was revolutionary music. Now, tomorrow on Kids Commute, we'll meet Wendy Carlos and her Moog. Now, kids commuters, let's get started on our new Quizlet for the week. All week long, we're going to ask you this question. If you get it right, we'll give you a shout out on the air, send you a little prize pack, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize of 50 packs of Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. Now, this week, our Quizlet is of the musical variety, very toe-tapping stuff. We are featuring an artist later this week who you would not normally associate with classical music. Are you ready? Get your ears up. Who is this artist?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait. Just you wait. Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
I am the one thing in life I can control.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
I am inimitable. I am an original. And if there's a reason I'm still alive, so many have died.
Who is that person? Who is that artist? If you know the answer right now, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you're not quite sure, we'll have a new musical clue for you every day through Thursday this week. Try and guess that artist. 231-237-7482. Okay, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlochen Public Radio. Oh, yeah!